Well, it's just talked to Christian. It's sort of a last audition for a lot of these guys. Did you see it on the ice with them? Do you feel it, or is it sort of a continuation even for some of them from last night?
Well, they've probably felt it the last week, right? They see this the last opportunity to do something in a game that catches people's eyes or makes you believe you can fit somebody onto a line, that there's some sort of chemistry there. So you'll get a real hard push by those guys tonight. I think you saw it kind of in Minnie's game last night. They had all the locks, or at least the guys that are going to make it to the 23-man, were in their lineup. So they were just kind of moving around. But the young guys will push hard here tonight.
Have you seen that in the course of your long career, that in when it gets to the sort of precipice of things, like guys will rise to the occasion and some guys will maybe just fall off?
There is a break in camp. It used to be the three-week mark because it was 5 weeks of camp. But the players almost separate themselves. So there'll be some guys physically just, you know, they've pushed hard. They also deal with a whole different level of anxiety. Blake Wheeler knows he's making the team, so he's getting lots of good rest, and it's a routine for him. The kids that are competing for jobs aren't sleeping as well. There's you know, every drill, there's pressure on them to perform. So they have a whole different set of circumstances they're dealing with. And then you see that for some after, and maybe it's the 10-12 day mark now, but they actually get stronger. There's a handful of guys that are fit enough that they haven't wasted a lot of energy worrying, and they recover faster, so they're able to get stronger. The practices have made them better. And then there are guys that aren't quite there yet, and their bodies are starting to get a little fatigued mentally. It's getting a little tougher for them, and they kind of, there is a separation.
Can those players that are fighting for those final spots either make the team in your mind tonight with the way they play, or conversely?
I don't think anybody's making the team, Sarah. Like, I think the guys that are going to be around are going to be on that. You know, game one does not guarantee a game two. And that you know, I mean, it's a tougher existence for those players. But Kyle Connor didn't make our team last year. Turned out to be a pretty good player for us. So there's that. I don't know that tonight, if I've got you on the goal list, that you're coming off that list. You know, everybody's had a fairly good opportunity. Now it's kind of, in my mind, it's who's getting into the lineup, possibly opening night. But the practices over the next week are gonna help decide that as well.
So have players like, let's say, I think a standout for a lot of people have been Vesalainen and Niku, have they played themselves into at least consideration for opening night?
Sure, consideration.
That's fair. Do you give a little bit more leeway or look at somebody like Christian differently than the other players, just given, I mean, the rookie status, but coming over from Europe not being as familiar fit? Or at this point, can something like that not matter?
I'm trying to get to what's the truth when you view a player. So you first thing you're going to – you always project with every player. You take a look at him, move around the ice, and is he a good skater? Is he reading the play well? Can he shoot the puck? Can he handle the puck? How far, and if he can't, if there's something that's not there in his game, how far off is he? Can we get him there in a month? If we're going to invest this time in him, where do we think he's going to be in a month? Those are real questions that we ask ourselves. So there's always players. Well, you would see it in the National Hockey. There's going to be a fourth line center in the National Hockey that today is better than Jack Roslovic. But maybe every GM would say, yeah, but in 2 months, you know, you would expect Jack to be a better player than he is. So that's kind of where some of these guys are at. We do look at that. Where do you think this guy's going to be in 2 months, 3 months? Even if he's physically, especially, not quite ahead of somebody who's 2 years older, and we do project what we think is the ceiling. That absolutely is part of the evaluation of our job.
Tomorrow's a day off, well-earned for your players. It won't be for you guys. Will tomorrow be a cut-down day?
That's the plan. Yeah. Not for everybody. I mean, we're not getting to our 22 or 23, I don't believe. We might. That'll be up to Kevin.
Further to how you project on players, as tough as the 6 games in 8 days, 3 sets of back-to-backs has been, how beneficial has it been just in that you're seeing a number of players that maybe wouldn't have lasted that long in camp?
This has been a completely different experience for me. We would have had nobody left here under normal years. So we're getting guys that are playing deeper and deeper into camp, which means you're getting to play against better rosters from the other team normally. So we've kept players out of anything we thought was egregious, 4 and 5. So there are some of the younger guys going 3 and 4. We don't have any of the veteran guys back-to-back because they have to do that during the regular season. So it's been good. Players who've earned it, like CJ Seuss, has a chance to show some things that he can do, whether he starts here or not. That's a real positive for him and his career. We have far better understanding of his game now.
Now that you've got through 6 and 8, at least to today, would you like this kind of idea again next year, or would you like to spread it out?
I don't know yet. We're going to have to mine this for a while to find out what kind of value we get from it. How does it change our view of players? Like I mentioned, some American League players got an opportunity to play in some NHL exhibition games they may not have, and I think that's been good for them. So we'll watch how Pascal Vincent feels that translated into their start. Into their season. We'll take a look at how our veteran players not just start the season, but more physically how strong they feel 2-3 months into it, how heavy a camp it was. For some players, not playing exhibition games is harder on them, right? So if we go out and practice for an hour and 15 minutes with Blake Wheeler, there's a cost to that. He's going to play 22 minutes. He plays hard either one. So we'll see. It's been not a lot of fun for the coaches, but who cares, right? Three-a-days are all part of the joy of coaching, but I think it's certainly worth looking at.
Organizationally, then, there will be guys that will go down to the AHL affiliate, but how more confident than ever before are you that the two you can dip down there with NHL-caliber guys before?
We're probably not as deep as maybe we would have started last year. But we have lots of good players down there. So it's not, in terms of age, when you think of, you know, the extra guys and Joel Armia and Hendricks and those kind of players that moved on. And that's the new reality for our team. As some of these young players get out of their entry level, we're going to have a real young bottom part of our team to make this all work. But there are good young players there. And much rather have them playing in the American Hockey League than sitting extra. But if you've earned the right to make the team, I would have no problem starting the year with 13 young guys, young guys in the bottom spots, for a while anyway.
Because of the way that you've had to put your roster together with Winnipeg, how good of a grasp do you think you have on where your team would be at to start?
Pretty confident where I think we're at right now. The question marks are where are the young guys going to get to in 2 months? So we like where Lowry's line is, Scheif's line's where it's at, and the Brian Little grouping Roslovic line is they're just going to shift, and that's going to happen all year. It did last year, though, too, right? So it's not a new storyline here. Nikki and Patty and all those guys moved around all year. That'll continue.
Paul, from the start of your career and through the majority of it, I'm guessing that the storyline with young kids was they need to get bigger and stronger.
Oh, for
they
sure.
Need to become a man. When did, you know, you've got Marco Dano dropping weight, Patrick Laine dropping weight. When did you see that change start to creep into the game?
2006. So you go back prior to that, prior to the change in obstruction rules or the enhanced enforcement of obstruction rules. You could tie a guy up at the red line, get a stick across his stomach and grind him right in. I mean, we won an Eastern Conference championship doing that exactly, like clutch and grab and hold in order to fight through that, not just in the game, for 82 games. There were lots of players that you said, he's going to be good as soon as he puts on 20 pounds, and that's not for another 3 or 4 years. Just look at Joe Thornton coming into Boston playing on the fourth line. I mean, he was a big guy, but he wasn't physical. I remember Pat Byrne saying, I can't play him more than 6 minutes. He's not physically ready to play. This is a big man they're talking about. And now, Nick Ehlers can come into this league, skate the way he does at a, 170 pounds, and I might be being kind, and not have a problem with that grind. So after they changed the rules, speed became the most critical piece because you couldn't stop the speed, you couldn't obstruct the speed. So being bigger was no longer a huge advantage. If you can be fast and strong, that's the perfect combination, but adding weight to gain a little bit more strength at the expense of speed stopped being a recipe.
So there's no doubt the league's getting younger and young guys are succeeding more or quickly. Is that the explanation to you of why?
So I'm not qualified. I'm not. That's a big piece to it, but I think I'm not even really qualified to answer this. But this is just more probably the disappearance of the middle class in the National Hockey League. You're price wise, those young kids are just going to be a lot cheaper, and the middle class won't be there because you're going to be spending a lot of money on Patty Lineys.
Yeah.